This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Pain Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Stephen J. D'Amato, the Chief Medical Officer at Calmare Therapeutics, a medical company researching, developing, and commercializing its flagship medical device, the non-invasive and non-addictive Calmare Pain Therapy device. Dr. D'Amato, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric, and good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. So good to have you. And living with pain is a major issue in this country, with many of us living with different types of pain. Can you tell us how pain is treated today?
Well, presently, chronic pain, you have to understand, is much different than acute pain. All of us have suffered with acute pain once in our lifetime. We got an injury, a cut, a burn, or whatever. And that pain has a beginning, an end, and it has a purpose. It makes you seek help and remedy. And when we do that, the pain goes away when the tissue damage heals. Unfortunately, there are numbers as high as 100 million in the United States alone of people who suffer with continuous pain, what we call chronic pain or neuropathic pain, pain that has become a disease in its own right, and it just will not go away. And we're presently, for the last 30 years or so, have been trying to treat this with a stepwise series with the first-line agents that, as medical doctors, we use the calcium channel, what we call alpha-2-dependent ligands, and this includes the Lyrica that you see advertised on television, and the Neurontin, the gabapentin that we see also, and the selective serotonin, norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors commonly used are the duloxetine and the venlafaxine, and, of course, the tricyclic antidepressants, amitriptyline and nortriptyline. Now, these drugs are usually tried by various medical doctors and pain management specialists in single or multiple combinations of them. And when that is in an attempt to get the patient a decrease in their pain, and usually we can try to get them down to 10 to 20% decrease in their pain, at which point, if we need to, we add a second-line agent, which is usually an opioid or a narcotic, as we say. And in the opioid classes, we have, of course, all the drugs you hear about on the radio today about overdose and inadvertent overdoses. And these opioids, of course, include the oxycodone and hydrocodone group, the tramadol types of medications, and all of the opioids. Then there's a third line of agents that we use to try to modulate the pain up in the brain, and combinations of these, and also muscle relaxants, and the what we call the N-methyl diaspartate antagonists, and a common one, of course, is methadone. Another one is dextromethorphine, and of course, and invoked now today too, is ketamine with infusions. And the major muscle relaxants that we use are tizanidine and baclofen. Also, as a fourth line, we get into Botox injections, the botulinum toxin injections, and also trying intrathecal ziconotide, where we use a pump to go right into the spinal cord fluid area and drip these medications directly into the area that is causing the pain. Now, this combination, I mean, this medical cocktail, if you will, usually creates a lot of side effects, and they vary from individual to individual, and at very best, they may only get a patient 50% of his pain relief, and many of them have caused very, very serious side effects, and of course, the most serious of all is death from an overdose of these medications.
Can we be doing a better job with pain management?
Well, I think so. Now, with the advent of this Calmare pain mitigation therapy, that was brought into the United States in 2008-2009 by a company called Calmary Therapeutics, that this type of technology is an electrophysiological type of therapy. Electroanalgesia goes back to ancient times where I believe the Egyptians used to use these torpedo fish as a way of getting rid of pain through electricity. We all know about electric eels and various electric fish. There's a particular fish called the torpedo fish, and that there has been used for analgesia thousands of years ago. Now, in the United States, in the 60s, gate control theory principles were coming around, and a device called the TENS, a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulator, was introduced, but it was introduced for acute pain, and even its inventors did not feel it would be successful with chronic pain. The device that Calmary Therapeutics has brought into the United States is specifically engineered for chronic neuropathic pain, using an entirely different principle, a totally different mechanism of action, if you will. Based on rather the gate control theory, this device is based on what's called an information theory, that chronic pain is nothing more than a failure of the tissue damage area to return a signal of recovery to the brain through electrical information, that all pain is coded into an electrical waveform. And those electrical waveforms, I should say, and those waveforms are presented to the brain in a string sequence. If anybody out there listening has ever seen an electrocardiogram or an electroencephalogram, you see that there's these waveforms, up and down marks on the paper in a certain pattern. Well, those electrical waves actually exist for any pain in the body, not just chest pain. And if we can manipulate those electrical waveforms, and it's very likely we can ameliorate the patient's chronic pain. And once I started using this device in 2009, it proved to me that it can. I've been very successful with this device in my practice. I've treated over 1,000 patients with it now here in the United States, after a brief sabbatical going to Italy to meet the inventor and learn directly on how to use it.
What is Calmary Therapeutics working on right now, and how does your device work? Get into that, if you would.
Well, Calmary Therapeutics right now is working on introducing into a broader population the Calmary Pain Mitigation Therapy device. And this particular device is a computer that based within it are the symbols that we know are part of the string sequences of chronic pain. And these symbols, if you think of them like letters of the alphabet, if you can arrange these symbols into various orders, you can start spelling words. Well, what we need to do with these symbols is to spell the words that are specific in each of us for our pain, because we all have a password, just like the password on our laptop computers and all our computers. It is a specific password that only you, if you know it, you can enter into it by putting it, and it's case sensitive, and it's in a specific order that if it's changed in any way, your computer will not turn on. Well, the brain is a computer, and if we can present the password to the brain will respond only to that password that it recognizes as self. So the two very important parts of this medicinal process, or this electrophysiological process, is that the signal has to be self and non-pain. Both components are very important, because if it recognizes if it sees a string sequence that it does not recognize as self, it'll ignore it totally. Think of your key opener for your car. You push the button. Every other car in that parking lot ignores it, whereas your car unlocks. Well, this device is similar to that in that it sends signals to your brain in every conceivable combination of these assembled individual action potentials of electricity, these waveforms. And when the brain recognizes its own specific string sequence of these electrical waveforms, it will respond with a non-pain feeling. And this particular device, when used properly, when used much specifically for the site of the pain, you can shut off the pain immediately in front of you. That's how we know it's working. It's like an off switch. It just shuts it right off. The patient, of course, is the one to tell you that. So it's a lot of feedback between the provider and the patient.
Today we are with Dr. Stephen J. D'Amato, the Chief Medical Officer at Calmary Therapeutics, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. D'Amato, you have mentioned that you had treated many using this device so far. What has been the responses to date as you treat many patients with this device?
This device has about an 80 to 85% success rate. I've treated patients from all over the world that have come to my clinic in Rhode Island. I've got a big map in my waiting room that people put a pin in their location where they're coming from. And right now, if you looked at it, you'd see patients from Australia, from South Africa, from Germany, from Peru, from Canada, from other Latin American countries, from Hawaii, and almost every state in the United States. They travel to my clinic here in Rhode Island after finding me on the internet and through various patients that have made posts about their experience here. And the device, again, is exclusively for neuropathic pain. It is not intended to treat acute pain, because acute pain doesn't need central nervous system fixing. What acute pain needs is wound healing, wound repair. But if that wound repair occurs and the pain persists over 6 months, 12 weeks, certainly patients should start becoming a little curious that their pain hasn't gone away despite their surgery or despite their broken bone repairing. But certainly by 6 months, if they still have pain in an area that has been damaged, that pain has gone rogue and has become an entity in itself. This device has an 80 to 85% potential of reversing that pain and correcting the problem in the central nervous system by changing that endogenous, the patient's own pain misinformation, with synthetically generated, computer-generated, non-pain information. And information is the key word there, because like no other product in the world, this device is not blocking pain signals. It's replacing pain misinformation in the central nervous system with computer-generated non-pain information, and makes that substitution. And when that substitution occurs, the patient immediately feels the benefit of it. Now, once that occurs, then it's a matter of learning. The brain has to memorize this new signal. And in so doing, it's like all of us. We have A, B, C, D students. Some people learn right away, other people take longer. It's not like a D student cannot learn. They just need more time and more input into them memorizing whatever you're trying to teach them. Well, so too, my experience have shown me that there are various individuals that get it right away, and others take more time and energy and effort on my part, but they are all doable as long as their code, their string sequence, is assemblable by this computer.
We all know that pain is not the same. What types of pain does Calmary treat?
All right, the classic indications for this therapy is the failed low back pain. Many patients out there have had back surgery. They've had many epidural steroid injections. Finally, they go in for back surgery, and despite of all that, they still have pain after the surgery. And 3 months after that surgery, when all the wound healing of the surgery is done, and they still have pain, and they're increasing their narcotics and every other medication, that pain has gone rogue, and that is neuropathic pain now. So that the failed back surgery syndrome is a classic. And the chronic low back pain, the spinal stenosis pain that kind of lingers with all of us as we age, that type of pain also is amenable to this technology. Any post-surgery nerve lesion neuropathy, you know, when a surgeon's operating on you, one of the things you never want to hear them say is, oops, okay? And that oops sometimes can mean that he cut a nerve by mistake, or and after the surgery, you get this terrible pain that is the nerve ending, creating a signal that is not very pleasant. So that post-surgery nerve lesion neuropathy is amenable to this technology. Right now in my office, I'm treating two females with what's called pudendal neuropathy, where the nerves down in the pelvis have been damaged from various reasons, and they are both responding very well. All of us have heard about shingles. You see the commercials on television for the vaccine to prevent the dreaded post-herpetic neuropathy, where the even though the shingles is healed, the wound is healed, the rash has gone away, but that area where it was is just agonizing pain for many individuals. This therapy will treat that, as that is a classic neuropathic pain. When cancer pain becomes resistant to narcotic medications, by definition, that pain has become neuropathic. And I have treated many patients with cancer pain that I can give them weeks of relief with and get them off their medications, especially the opioids, which are a big problem to people with cancer, especially visceral abdominal pain, because it constipates them and all. And they are very happy to be off those drugs and until they die, eventually succumb to their cancer. They get booster treatments whenever the pain starts to creep back. Another very successful type of neuropathic pain that this device works for is the chemotherapy-induced neuropathic pain, or peripheral neuropathy. Unfortunately, a lot of women and a lot of cancer patients suffer with terrible burning pain of the hands and the feet after they get their life-saving chemotherapy that resulted in some nerve fiber irritation that many of them actually stop their chemotherapy because they just can't stand that agonizing discomfort in their hands and in their feet. And this therapy has proven to be very successful for that. And indeed, I've treated many of those patients. But by definition, any neuropathic pain can be amenable to this therapy. And like I said, it is 80 to 85% successful. I don't think there's any therapy that I know of in my lifetime. And I went to medical school in 1970, so that should give you an idea of how old I am. In my lifetime and in my career, I haven't seen anything this impressive relieving chronic pain.
Certainly has been good to know all about this device and what you're offering. We certainly appreciate all the information and insight here. Tell us, where can listeners get more information about Calmary Therapeutics and therapy?
All right. Well, Calmary Therapeutics, their specific website is at www.calmare.com. My personal website is kind of easy to remember as well. It is www.cpr, which, as you know, stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation in general. However, I was originally trained and spent 35 years as an emergency medicine specialist. So I took that CPR, which stands for Calmary Pain Relief, in this sense,
And so I made it www.cprcenters.com. And that'll be a link directly to my particular website. And again, the name of the therapy itself, it's referred to as the Calmari Pain Mitigation Therapy. And a method of treating neuropathic pain. It is not for acute pain. It's for only chronic pain. And it is, in my opinion, one of the greatest breakthroughs in the treatment of chronic pain in my lifetime, certainly.
We certainly do appreciate your joining us today, and thanks so much, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Well, Eric, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a guest today, and I certainly appreciate it. And I'm glad I can share this amazing technology with your listening public.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen J. D'Amato, the Chief Medical Officer at Calmari Therapeutics, a medical company researching, developing, and commercializing its flagship medical device, the non-invasive and non-addictive Calmari Pain Therapy Device. And once again, the website of reference is CalmariTherapeutics.com and also CPRCenters.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.